Blackstone Audiobooks presents One Ranger by H. Joaquin Jackson and David Marion Wilkinson. Prologue. Most everyone has heard the story in one form or another. Some say it's a myth. Others claim it's as certain as Noah's flood and Sherman's march to the sea. Doesn't really matter because the tale speaks to the truth. The definitive version is sometimes attributed to one man, but I've always felt like it pertains to us all. Of the countless variations told and celebrated since I was a boy, this is the one I always liked best. The sheriff paced up and down the rail depot, waiting for a train. A few days before, a riot had broken out in his spindle-top-era boomtown. His bootstrap resources overwhelmed. He placed a frantic call to his governor in Austin. "Don't worry," he was told. "We're sending the Rangers down to sort it out." He hung up the phone and breathed a little easier, hoping he could hold off the mob and the looters just a while longer. Finally came the day of the sheriff's salvation. He stood at the railhead, chain-smoked hand rolls, and compulsively checked his pocket watch. He finally heard the whistle, then the squeal of the brakes. He stubbed out his cigarette with the toe of his boot and waited for the train to coast to a stop. He waited for a dozen or more confident, well-armed, hard-eyed men to climb down from the passenger car, assess the situation, and then decisively restore order. Several unlikely candidates emerged with their luggage in hand and without any eye contact drifted away from the station. The sheriff's resolve faded as he noted that the last man to exit had a silver badge stuck to his dusty lapel. He couldn't believe his eyes. Had he not explained the seriousness of his situation to the governor? Surely there were more officers. The tall, raw-boned traveler could pass for a cowboy if not for his tie. His slacks were tucked neatly into the shank of his boots. His spurs were probably packed away in the saddlebags he had slung over his shoulder. He seemed oblivious to the sheriff's despair as he offered him his hand. His duster fluttered open to reveal twin engraved Colt 45s hanging on each hip. "Only one ranger?" the sheriff said. "Well, there's only one right."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?